Hello, podcast world. You're listening to the Embrace the Possible podcast, where you will learn how to release your untapped potential. This is Lucretia Williams and Joanna Sater from ICE Consulting and Coaching.
We are so excited. This is our very first episode titled Think Like a Boss. Before we go into the episode, we want to give you an outline of how we are going to approach business development. We have broken up business development into three seasons. Season one, identify your business. You can be the boss. This will be broken out into five episodes of what we believe is the path for where you can be the boss. Season two, commit to your business plan where you are the boss. Season three, excel in your business as a boss. We would take you through an analogy that takes you from beginning to end and gives you more of the thought concept that we're looking at. The analogy that we like to use is building a house. This was very difficult for me when I had to build my first house. I had to think about what my house would look like when it was just a plot of land. So we're starting this process of envisioning the final product. This is equivalent to, do you see your business? Do you see yourself as a business owner? And then as I was working through the process of buying my first house and envisioning what that final product was, what I call pen to paper, the architect builds the schematics based off of your vision. And this in the business world is equivalent to, I want to have my own business, a business in X, whatever that business is for you. Then we go on to what the schematics look like. And in building the schematics and the blueprints, we have to understand the foundation is key. At this point, when I was buying my first house and actually getting it built, they assigned a project manager to make sure that the house was being built in accordance to the schematics and that we were staying on time for the scheduled date for me to move in. This would be equivalent to your coach or your consulting, in this case, Lucretia and I. And so this project manager is assigned to ensure that the house is built within those specific parameters. This would be equivalent to you, the individual. What are your goals? We work with you. We're looking to strategize that development of your business in accordance with what your goals are, in accordance with what those blueprints say. So then we're going to look to build the house. There you are. This is equivalent to becoming the business owner. Built your business. As the house was being built, we did come across delays. And there was adjustments. In my part, there was disappointments because I anticipated a certain time frame for things to happen. And maybe due to weather or et cetera, it didn't happen. So this is where there is doubt that can be built. And even though you know that the house is going to be built at a certain time, you still get some sort of doubt there. But you know, you have to know at the end that the house is being built regardless. And then finally, your house is built. Welcome home. The equivalent to that is you are the boss. Now you're home and you're making your house your home. This is where you're gonna nurture it and take care of your home. And this is equivalent to where you are open for business. You will be maintaining your business. And then you eventually, over years, you have your own home. It's been, you've enjoyed it, but now you want to build out your home, which is equivalent to growing out your business and or possibly growing into other franchise ventures. In this episode, we want to speak about what is your thought process? What does thinking like a boss mean? Cree, what does thinking like a boss mean to you?
To me, thinking like a boss, It starts with your mindset and your focus. Why are you here? What's your motivation? And thinking like a boss, where you may not be able to do everything you used to do. because now you are an entrepreneur, you are a boss, and you have to think differently because your decisions can impact which way your business is going to go, whether you're going to flourish or not flourish. And also, if you take it to your personal life, you're going to have to, especially starting out, you're going to have to be able to make those decisions of a boss. No, I'm not going to stay up late. I have an early meeting, so I'm going to go to sleep now instead of watching TV. I'm going to focus. I have work to do.
Right, right.
And it's making those types of decisions. And for me, it goes back to that mindset, because if you don't have the right mindset of a boss and what it takes, you're not going to do so well.
Right.
And that's key. You can't do business as usual and say, oh, I'm a boss though. Well, what are you a boss of?
Right.
Where, you know?
Right.
So I think for me, it's being focused and having the right motivations in place to keep you focused. You can become a boss of your very own business establishment, but you also have to be a boss of yourself, because you are that key interlocutor between the business.
Right.
It's you.
Right.
So you got to make sure you have your mindset right.
Right. You're not going to have somebody that's over you telling you, hey, you got to be open by 9 a.m. or 6 a.m. You have to actually institute that yourself.
Exactly.
Right.
You got to be that example.
Right. So that's the envisioning that I was thinking of when we're building the house.
Right.
How did we envision that house to look like?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the plan for it? And that's difficult to do when you're just literally just having a thought idea, right?
Right. And one thing to understand, that the reason mentality is so key, because it's going to determine how far you excel,
right,
or not. And like Joanna said, having that vision, you got to have that vision for something that you can't even see yet.
Right.
And sometimes that's scary. And it's easy to fall back because you have nothing telling you this is it.
Right.
Because you're the one creating the path, and there's no path in front of you. You're creating it yourself.
And with some people, that's an actual paradigm shift.
Right.
To go from an employee to an actual boss. We understand how difficult and overwhelming starting a business can be. We went through those trials and tribulations.
Sure did.
And I say went, but this is an ongoing event.
Still in some.
Yes. So in our coaching sessions, we work to guide in developing the necessary skills for that mindset, for that individual to be future ready.
Right. And part of that is doing that business empowerment coaching, where you can we get at those untapped potentials. It's imperative that we work before we even start the actual tangible work. We work with that person to do that empowerment coaching, because like I said, you're carving out a path that has not been done.
Right.
That's hard and that's scary, but you need that empowerment behind you and that team to say, no, we got you.
Right.
We got this.
Right. Your thought process is, it's equal to that schema and blueprint, but it's also the foundation, right? Even before you're going to actually put down the concrete.
Right.
So if that foundation is not correct, you know, your house might be blown over, like, you know, like the Three Little Pigs.
Exactly.
Right. So we want to make sure that foundation is definitely legit, and nobody can shake your tree. Nobody can take away your dream, your vision, your thought process.
So speaking of that, building your house, what were some of those things that you told yourself to achieve your vision, or some of the things that entrepreneurs may need to hear to achieve their vision?
So I think primarily the critical point is the power of the spoken word, the written word, wanting to use phrases and affirmations. Words become thoughts and thoughts become actions. What you say is truly what you get. The power of the spoken word is primary.
Speaking to that power of the spoken word, I want to hit on that. Words are so important because they can uplift, they can inspire, or they can destroy, they can hurt, and they can be painful. So that spoken word is key, but not only the spoken word that you speak to yourself, the closest person to you is you. So what are you telling yourself? That's where it all starts. Like Joanna said, before that foundation is even poured, what are you telling yourself? What's that conversation look like?
Right, right. So before we go into giving you examples of things that you can tell yourself, what are the right things? What's the negative side of the house, the positive side of the house? We're going to take a short break. This is Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda with Envision the Possible. We will be right back in a moment.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
Business owners, have you ever thought of owning your own business but didn't know how to get started? Or are you a new business owner experiencing early startup growing pains? Do you want to transform your business to go to the next level? ICE Consulting and Coaching can help you through these growing pains. We encourage you to take advantage of over 45 years of knowledge, training, and experience. We will take you through a proven results-oriented three-phase approach. Phase one is where you will identify your strengths, business development gaps, and opportunities. Phase two is where you will commit to a strategy, a plan of action tailored to you and your business. Phase three is where you will excel in transformational success. Visit our website at iceconsultingservices.com and sign up for a free consultation and a pre-assessment today. Welcome back, podcast listeners. This is Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda with Envision the Possible. Thank you, listeners, for staying with us. Where, when we went on break, we were talking about what you say is truly what you get, and the power of the spoken words, how words become your thoughts, thoughts become your actions. And Cree went over what these thoughts look like in the singular powerful force available to us as individuals. So what are these negative phrases? What I like to call them, the bad words. So it's like you say, don't say that F bomb. You shouldn't say the C bomb. What is the C word? The C word, and I'll say it for the benefit of us learners here. Mm-hmm. The C word is I can't. I can't do this. I can't own my own business because I can't do whatever. Very, very, very powerful word in the negative form. When used that way, it will definitely stop you in your tracks.
It stops me from the treadmill sometimes.
I hear that. And going to that effect, another negative phrase that I hear often, especially when it comes to working out.
Right.
It's too hard.
Yeah.
It's just too difficult. I just can't do this. Going back to the can, they put them together to enforce the sentence. I can't do this because it's too hard. So that's another two negative phrases. These are things that you want to stay away from. Mm-hmm. And this is more for awareness sakes. You know, even constantly, Cree and I hold each other accountable for this. And if should we say something, we catch ourselves. It's almost like that coin in the jar.
Right.
When you say that F-bomb type of thing. So I know a lot of our listeners don't have that cursing issue, but you know, true speaking, I am a former Navy sailor, so there goes that. So there's a lot of coins in that jar. However, I'll keep this podcast clean. So another negative phrase, I'm not enough. Mm, right? Yeah. Have you heard that, Cree? I'm not enough.
All the time. I'm not enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. It's too much.
Right, right.
All of it.
Right. It's amazing what people say, and they're just not even aware
right.
that they're saying it, and how much power that has when it goes back into your brain. It sits and it records, and that's what your body does actually acts upon, right?
Right. It goes back to what I was saying earlier. You are the closest person to you. You're telling yourself the I don'ts, the I this, the I can't. So it's on you to be that first line of defense for your future.
Right.
That's
right.
How I would have to put that. You are right. The first line of defense.
Right.
Because if you're telling yourself positive stuff, you're not going to let no one come in the door and just tell you anything.
Right.
It's like, oh, no, sorry.
Right.
Like in the morning when I wake up, this is something and I tell myself, and you know, affirmations is a good thing. Switching to those good words. Mm-hmm. In the morning when I wake up, crusty, burger eyes and all, I look in the mirror and I say,
we are keeping it real in this podcast.
I look in the mirror and I say, good morning, beautiful. Because I am beautiful.
Right.
Regardless if I got a scarf on, breath stinking, whatever, I'm beautiful. That's inside and out.
Right.
And that's what people have to understand. Those positive affirmations, you have to get those in your spirit. Have a few that you say every morning to yourself. That's mine. Right. Everyone has one. Well, I hope everyone has one. If not, after this podcast, go find one. They'll be great.
Absolutely. And so some of the positive phrases, and this is like something that, you know, you could wash out in your mental brain as you become more aware of the way you speak. If you go and you say, if it's a negative phrase and use the C-bomb, then you could go and undo that and say a positive phrase. I can. Mm-hmm. I can. Repeat it to yourself. I can. This is easy. I have whatever it takes. So these are things that are positive phrases, whether you believe it or not at the current moment, say it to yourself. Your brain doesn't know the difference between what is true and what is not true. It only knows what you're telling it and how you concept that thought and that idea and bring it into fruition, into how you speak and then act it out.
Right. And one thing, I'm going to jump in real quick.
Absolutely. Please do.
The thing with the negative thoughts and spoken words to yourself, it gets you out of alignment. And it gets you out of your purpose that God or a higher power has given to you.
Right.
Because you're telling yourself something opposite than what's already built in you. And if you keep repeating these negative thoughts, you will stay out of alignment. But just imagine what Joanna just said. If you start telling yourself, I am fearless, I deserve my dreams, that's going to bring you more and more in alignment with your purpose. And it's going to give you that passion. That well for all, like I can do this. No one can stop me. And it's almost, you have to form a discipline. I like to think of this term, discipline over regret. And I heard it in a sermon that Joel Osteen was preaching. And he just talked about, if you're disciplined over what you need to do, you won't have regrets later. So we need to get disciplined about what we are speaking into ourselves. And as a business owner, you have to be disciplined to speak encouragement, to speak inspiration, and speak life. For example, tell yourself, expect the unexpected, but I'm going to continue to move forward. And you got to listen to your instincts, listen to your guts, because when you do that and speak that to yourself and be disciplined in those positive thoughts, your whole outlook is going to change. Your aperture is going to change. You're going to want to do stuff you never even thought about doing, i.e. Joanna and I doing a podcast. So, but those are just some things to kind of just help you stay focused. And it goes back to what we were saying earlier, your mindset. It all starts in your mindset. And if you're feeding yourself the right things, you will get to that house.
You will be your boss.
Yeah, you'll be your boss.
You don't wait for that person telling you when you're open. You're literally open in your mind. You become, your business becomes open. It's not when you actually built the infrastructure.
There you go.
You are literally opening your business for business to others when you yourself to say, I am the boss. This is what I'm doing. So what we look at, what Cree and I, when we work with individuals, we like to take the time necessary to understand their current life situation. Mm-hmm. We like to meet them where they're at, where you're at. Anybody can go from wherever they are at this current moment when you're listening to this podcast to whatever you envision yourself to go in the future. So we like to work with the individuals, including considering their internal beliefs, their goals for the future, and what they believe is stopping them from achieving their goals. And one of the key things that I like to tell myself, I tell my young adult children, oxymoron there, but I like to say, and pretty much anybody that we work with, become comfortable with the uncomfortable. You are just give in to the fact that you're going to be uncomfortable. And if you do not believe that you are a leader, when you say, I am a leader, and you affirm that, it's going to be uncomfortable the first couple of times.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to say, what?
Who?
I'm a leader?
Me?
No. Am I the boss? No.
Nah.
Just keep saying it to yourself, because after a couple of days, after a couple of weeks, you're going to wake up and it's not even going to be a question. You're going to be like, I'm sorry, I am the leader and nobody else can tell you otherwise. So what we found also in working with individuals is that there's two type of categories of individuals. You have the individuals that know exactly what they want to build their business in, how they want to operate it, but need more of a focus and help developing that path forward. And then you have the category B of people that they just have floating ideas as a nice to have. You know, I kind of thought that it would be great one day to own a business.
Right.
I'm interested in it, just not sure how to get started. Here's what we can tell you, regardless of whichever category you identify with, we understand how difficult and overwhelming it is at wherever you're at. And we're here to develop that path forward.
Right.
And we're trying to eliminate those inhibitions. So what are the inhibitions that you have? Cree, what can you say about inhibitions?
First, let's define it, right? Inhibitions is like a self-conscious. It makes you unable to act or to be relaxed or for it to be natural. And so the one thing that we do to kind of release the inhibitions is step by step. Through our empowerment coaching sessions that we were talking about, we use these skills to help you develop the right mindset for you to be future ready. And again, I want to go back to this. It's a step by step process. And one of the quotes that we like to use is, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And what Joanna liked to add to that is a single thought, and the quote's by Lao Tzu. So understanding that the journey begins with a single step or thought, that teaches you that even though the journey is long, it may be hard, you gotta have a starting point. Think of it like this, a parent's teaching their child how to walk. When a baby first starts walking, a toddler, the mother or father, they're holding the baby's hands and helping the baby take one step, two step, one step. And then the baby may fall down a few times, and then they learn how to walk. So then they're moving, but they're still new. They come to an obstacle, they fall again. I don't know how to get around this obstacle. But as the baby keeps growing and keeps learning to walk, the baby eventually learns, I could run around this obstacle, I could step over this obstacle, or I could just move it out the way. Everything is a process and begins with one step in the right thought or direction. You have to have a feeling of confidence, because that confidence and self-consciousness, it grows. it really grows as that child is developing into from crawling on the floor to falling down. Now I'm running, I'm knocking over things, and I'm just moving forward. And that's what you're going to have as you go through this process. It's going to be ups, it's going to be down, but you will get to a point where you have that fearless mindset of a child and you're just running and not even looking back.
Yeah, that's my, when my children were little, they it's amazing how they don't have any sort of fear. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just a sponge. They can expand their thought process however you teach them. And that's more like, that's, it all falls as adults exactly the way life tends to chip away to our ambition.
Yeah.
If we could go back mm-hmm. to that fearless mindset,
yeah,
that would work wonders mm-hmm. on how we actually release our inhibitions and we yeah. don't let things stop us. We're going to go ahead and take a break. This is Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda with Envision the Possible. We will be back in a moment.
Did you know 42% of business startups fail because their product or service is not needed in the market? 22% of small businesses fail from poor planning. Only 40% of startups become profitable. Entrepreneurs, if you want to be on the positive side of these statistics, you need to tune into our podcast, Embrace the Possible. It is a new podcast focused on helping entrepreneurs, new and seasoned, build and sustain their future vision. If this sounds like you, join ICE Consulting and Coaching on this journey. With over 45 years of hands-on experience and training in business development, we will ensure you are on the positive side of these statistics. Tune into our podcast Wednesdays bi-weekly at 9 a.m. to be future ready.
Welcome back, podcast listeners. Thank you for staying with us. When we went to break, we were discussing the self-conscious and the fearless mindset of a child. Cree, what else would a business owner be looking at when they're considering that thought process and maintaining the correct thought process?
I would bring it back to mental focus, what I was talking about earlier, that the focus and the perspective is very important, but also want to talk about a little bit about distractions. You have to be very mindful to limit distractions from your focus. The one thing that distractions do, they can rob you from being the best you can be.
Right.
They can pull at your energy and they can pull emotionally from you. So that's one thing to be very mindful of, are those different types of distractions that may come in your way. And that talks about where you got to have that business mindset of maturity to say, this is a distraction. I need to remove this because I need to focus over here. And sometimes that could be friends, family, it could be anything. But when you identify what those distractions are that's hindering you from growing, you have to make that decision to separate and focus on your purpose or where you're trying to go. Another thing that I really want to talk about here is motivation. I think it's imperative that we have the right level of motivation behind us as we pursue these different ventures. For example, I was reading an article on verywellmind.com, and they really broke down motivation very well into three separate words, all words of action. Activation, when you're motivated, it initiates a behavior. I want to do this. Behavior is initiated. And then also with that is persistence. You're focused and you move through obstacles to get to your goal. But then the next step is intensity, because as we all know, and Joanna, I'm going to put you on the spot in a minute, so just get ready. That intensity, when things get really, really tight and you're like, I think I am going to lose my mind, your motivation should be strong enough to get you past that moment. And what I like to call is I am in focus mode. Everyone who's worked with me and knows when Lucretia's in focus mode, I am a different person completely.
She is entirely.
You ain't gotta say it like that.
just saying.
But that's the mindset of a business owner. Right. You have to be comfortable with going to those different levels because you have a target. Everyone else doesn't have your target. You got this target. God has placed this in your wheelhouse to do, and you got to do it.
Right.
So I'm about to put you on the spot.
Let's go.
Well, ooh, let's go. That's that New York coming
right,
out.
So let's go. Talk about motivation. Light the fire. Let's go.
So when you're building your house, with everything you talked a little bit about in the front, the ups, the downs, what right. motivated you to keep going?
Right.
What was that got you past those tough moments?
Right. So building my house, I mean, there were a couple of times that we got to the, they told me that it just was literally, it was like 6 months after the time frame that we were supposed to move in, that the house was built in it and we could move in. What kept me focused was my children. So at the time they were much, much younger, and I brought my kids into my dream. My dream became their dream. And so that speaking power, when I spoke it out loud, when I told them this is what we were doing and I made them part of the dream, then they kept me accountable. They expected it for me to deliver. And so there was no ability for me to say, you know what, never mind, just kidding. You know,
right?
they already knew. You talk about the power and the innocence of mm-hmm. the child and their beliefs and their faith.
Fearless belief.
Right. They knew what their rooms looked like. You know, they already had it broken out. They didn't even need an architect to tell them how that looked. So when the house was built and I delivered, that was something that, and then it constantly, I used that over and over again as the feeling for me to understand what it takes for me to get over that hill, right? Mm-hmm. That's always a motivation for me. So for our podcast listeners, right?
Right.
What's the motivator for the type of business they want, right? You exactly. got to ask yourself, you podcast listener, what's motivating you? What motivation needs to be, that motivation needs to be so big that it drives you out of your comfort zone, right? It creates the life you're looking forward to waking up to. I was looking forward to waking up in the house that
with your baby
I built, right? And my children to get up and come out of their rooms as I had promised. And I've had that come to fruition, right? So we spoke it along the way. I said, no, babies, you're okay. This house is going to be built. No, what? Don't worry, even though it's 6 months out, right?
Even though right? we're delayed.
Right. Yeah. But in all of that, positivity is key.
Right.
You have to say, this is still, it's great. We're going to be in our house. You have to speak it. You have to be excited. This is something that you're building. I am the boss. This is where your affirmations come into
exactly.
play, the positive words, and it all comes together. So in looking at the analogy in building my house, there were a lot of people, those construction people that had their toolbox next to them. And so in terms of business, we look at a toolbox in business, right?
Right.
So there was an exercise that you were talking about. Tell us about the exercise.
Yes. So this is we're going to call this the toolbox exercise. And what we want you to do is think about what do you have in your toolbox to help you get past some of the stumbling blocks that we talked about today, the stinking thinking, negative thinking, what's going to keep you focused? What is in your toolbox? Now, I'm giving homework. Those who know me, I always give homework. The homework is for you, and we'll do a sample exercise now, but your homework is to do this at home in your private time and think about what do I need in my toolbox to get me over some of these hard times that's coming. So the first tool, hammer, Joanna.
She likes putting me on the spot.
Hi.
So hammer to me, from a business perspective and putting those two together, I'm thinking that I could take a hammer and I could use it to break something down if I needed to. If I had to break down a wall a little bit so that I could put a nice other wall back up and then use the hammer to hammer nails into it and bring that back together. I think of that in the context of business, of sometimes you have to be agile in business. We have to sometimes break things down to include ourselves, right?
Amen.
Break us down to lift us right back up so that we become better and better. And just because you're breaking something down doesn't mean that you can't put something better in its place. So that's what Hammer is to me. What about you?
So if I had to choose two, it would be Leveler and Nails. With the Leveler, it helps me stay balanced and achieve balance. I think that is very important as a business owner to have balance in your personal life and your work life and even your spiritual life and within yourself. And also, I would have to say Nails. And the reason why I chose Nails is because sometimes nails hurt. Like Joanna mentioned nails earlier with the hammer, you put things up. But when I think of nail, I think of that pointy tip that hurts really bad, mainly because I stepped on one when I was a kid and it really hurt a lot. But that sharp pain, sometimes you're going to have to experience some pain because as Joanna talked to it, things have to be broken down. And you and those nails are piercing through as it's connecting that wall, it's piercing through the wood or the sheetrock to connect it. So you're going to have to break some stuff. You're going to have to hurt on some things to hold it together. So you got to understand pain is a part of this process.
Right. So as we continue down the path to build your business, we hope that this podcast provided the foundational basics to begin the journey down the path of what we call actionable success. We aim to equip you with the best practices to achieve desired growth using what's in our toolbox also.
Yep.
Innovative techniques, analytics, and industry-specific data. We help you calculate business strategies that allow you to gain and maintain the competitive advantage.
So join us as we continue building your house. In episode 2, Bullseye 1, Aim for Your Target, we're going to be discussing strategic business mapping, where we'll help you act from a strategic perspective and level. Look at where you want to go and what do you want from your company. You've been listening to Embrace the Impossible podcast with Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda from ICE Consulting and Coaching. If you would like to contact us or have any questions, please visit our website, www.iceconsultingservices.com, or our Instagram page at ICE Consulting Coaching. We thank you for trusting us to take time out of your day to listen and help you release your untapped potential.